So it's like just one big fucking circle of drama that has gone on for, I believe it's like 56 years now. Sometime around 56. So, yeah, there's a lot of gay kissing and lovemaking scenes on Days of Our Lives now. But here's the cool thing. Days of Our Lives wasn't the first one. I think the first one might have been, it was either As the World Turns or it was One Life to Live. There was a cop that was on, I believe it was One Life to Live. They called him Fish. I know, kind of ironic. And he got married to a guy in a public wedding on there. But why is the guy's... Noah and Lillian Holden's son, which I can't think of his name, was the gay characters on As the World Turns. And that was really freaking hot. So, yeah, I'm a gay and I watch my stories. And now the only one that I really have left to watch that I'm interested in is Days of Our Lives. Oh, I forgot the lesbian on All My Children. That was Erica's daughter, who I can't remember her name. Kendall, I think it was. So, I love you much, and I will definitely talk to you later. Bye!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
So it's like just one big fucking circle of drama that has gone on for, I believe it's like 56 years now.
Hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode number 2897 of the BFO for Thursday the 7th of March 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I got some more voice letters for ya, and I'm gonna tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty, and don't forget about the cheese challenge. Hello, singles. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're singles today because y'all, have you seen these videos of the parents? They take a craft single and take it out of the cellophane. And y'all, they've got a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. It's kind of like the Northeast Straight Daddy and his little Logan. Yes, true. And y'all, they take the cheese single and they throw it and hit the baby in the face. Now, y'all, it's not meant to be mean. It's just, and y'all, it sticks there because, you know, there's nothing natural in a craft single. But y'all, it's hard not to laugh at it. I mean, we're not condoning this, okay? We're not suggesting this. No, Big Fatty, you really should only do it to other adults, kind of like what you plan on doing this weekend to Granny. Ever thrown a slice of cheese at anyone like his husband Brandon? I don't know. Maybe Brandon has thrown a piece of cheese at Alex Lefebvre. Fanny. After I talked to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening here at the villa. Y'all, I didn't eat any supper. My stomach was kind of I just wasn't real hungry. I ate an early or a late lunch, and y'all, I just wasn't real hungry. I did have a, I think I had an ice cream sandwich, but that was it. And I just watched some things on the TV machine, and Y'all, it, you know, it was going below freezing Tuesday night, and y'all, so I brought the plants in. Yes, Big Fatty, and checked on the elderly, then y'all slept like. Y'all, it was a perfect night's sleep. Now, y'all, I did for some reason dream that I was on the Supermarket Sweep TV show, I was on there with my mother. Baby, what in the hell? For some reason, she wanted to be the one racing through the grocery store, pushing the cart and bringing the stuff back and everything. And y'all, we were getting down to near the end, and y'all, we were doing real well. We were doing real well, and y'all, she just forgot to bring the cart back. Fanny. So we lost. I don't really know what that... I don't really know what that means, but y'all, it was interesting. Y'all got up on a hump day morning, had my coffee. Y'all, the coffee. Maybe it's because it's cold outside or whatever. But y'all, when the coffee is brewing, it smells so good, so good. And y'all, they've the 8 o'clock brand. Highlands dark roast coffee, y'all. The Von's East isn't carrying it anymore, y'all. I'm in a quandary. I'll go back to the Colombian. It's a darker roast, but it's not a dark roast. But I had that, and y'all, I just had a little something for my brofkas, you know, so I wouldn't get the coffee stomach. And y'all got my share, and y'all, then I was off. I had had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the famous toastery, as we do on Wednesdays. And y'all, I had a ham and cheese and bacon grilled sandwich on sourdough bread, and it came with Ruffles potato chips. And y'all, it was lovely. And then after that, I was off to the Von's East. Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. As I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't get a whole lot, the Von's East has got their foot-long submarine sandwiches, all of them, on sale this week for $5.99. So, y'all, they had a new one. It was the Sweet Sriracha chicken tender sub, and y'all, I ordered one of them. I'm gonna have half of that for my supper hump day night. And yes, we better, and you'll poop the bed or something, y'all. I did find a French roast, a whole bean coffee that was buy one get one free. It was the Von's East a Superior Blend, the Green Wise. So I got a couple of those just to try it off. Y'all, they had the Manwich. They had the Manwich sauce on sale. Y'all, for some reason, I was thinking of Sloppy Joe's the end of last week. And y'all, it was buy one, get one free. So I picked up a can of that. I'm going to make me some Sloppy Joe's here sometime soon. Y'all, I got me a lime. Y'all, they had the Asian sesame solid bag solids on sale. Got one of those. Took out some sausage and some cheese out of the freezer this morning. Realized I was a bag short on my shredded cheese. And y'all, it was on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, make some more sausage balls. So I got that. I got Sea Farm ham. I got some more of that country ham. Seasoning pieces. Y'all, it makes really good pieces to go in your grits or whatever. Y'all, they have the Heath Bar Bakery Cookeries on sale. Buy one, get one free. I got a baker's dozen of that. And y'all, it's cone beef. It's cone beef season. And y'all, the cone beef was on sale. Y'all, I picked that up. Y'all, I spent $35.39 But I saved $24.82. And yes, we better you both a sliced cheese last week so we can do that cheese challenge regardless. And y'all, after the Von Zeese, y'all went by the coal mine and visited with them for a little while. Y'all, I took, you know, that bag of Starburst jelly beans. Y'all, I can't eat all of those, so I took those by there, and they'll be like locusts. They'll be gone before tomorrow. So I took those by to share with them, and I visited with everybody and all. And y'all, I saw Larry Cly and old Veda, and y'all, guess who? Veda had a telephone conversation with Big Fatty. Can you give us a clue? Sure. Oh, Big Fatty! And y'all, the skull. The skull called him and was asking him questions about how she should do a taxes. Big Fatty didn't know Veda was running a tax service. He's not. And y'all, then there comes Big Fatty into the office, so he was dealing with all the elderly today. Yes, Big Fatty probably saved him from having to check on you. Hump day night, it's true. But y'all, I can assure you that if any of you have any doubt in your mind, Veda was frantically looking for his javelin because y'all, after all these years, he still hates her. And y'all, then after my visit there, y'all, I went and stopped by and got my hairs cut on my way home. Y'all, I was in need. I was in need of a shearing. And y'all, I may go see Sadie's shearing services to get it taken down to the skull. Big Fatty, do we need to play the skull music? No. And y'all, then I got home, unpacked my groceries, and went for my nipple walk. And here I am doing the little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
See, now, y'all, Gay Country West, yes, Big Fatty, still not spelled C. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, his call, Big Fatty, I thought he'd never finish. Well, he didn't finish yesterday, so he finished today. Yes, Big Fatty. I just want to say, Wes, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, did he call after he had the ding the bells palsy? No, I think that was before. Well, Big Fatty, that should have been a sign that it was coming on, I guess so. But anyway, y'all, can you just imagine rattling off all the details about your story just like that? Big Fatty, can you imagine nattering off 2,897 episodes of the new show? Well, I guess you got a point there. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Prinsana. I'm calling with yet another CVS receipt. Clearly, they're back in mega graces. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called with like 7 receipts in the past 2 weeks. But this week, pretty good deal too. I think I've talked about this before. I use a special moisturizer called CeraVe. My endocrinologist suggested it to me because of the diabetes and the dry skin and blah, blah, blah. It's a really good lotion. And even though my insurance company does cover one type of hand lotion that's good for diabetics, I don't like it. It's too sticky and oily. So the CeraVe cream for the 16-ounce tub that I got from CVS was $15.99. Including tax, I paid $7.62. So, yeah, And this was because I was able to get real lucky and snag two coupons. I had a 40% off on one item, and then I had a 25% off any single item. So I saved $8.80 for a total savings of 55%. Now, this is where my local CVS annoys me sometimes. CVS sends me receipts sends me emails all the time. And they were running a promotion where you could get a 16-count bag of the Tide Pods for $2.94. So then the night when I got the lotion, I went and picked up the Tide Pods. I didn't realize it at the time, but I paid $4.94 for them. And when I went back an hour later, the member of management team, moron, said, well, maybe it's just certain stores or we have nothing to do with coupons, blah, 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 yap, yap, yap. I'm not giving you $2. He said he was basically there just to make sure the store doesn't burn down. So I have to call corporate tomorrow and raise high, holy hell. And by the time we play this so-so question month is over, I apologize I'm rambling so much, but I do have a question. So, cue the music.
It's Kathy and Peter so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter so-so question month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Who am I going to call once you hit episode 3000 with my CVS receipts? I mean, like, legit, who am I going to call? And don't say the Ghostbusters, because I will scream. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is, of course, Princess Hanna. And Princess Hanna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And sounds to me like CVS is doomed once again. Big Betty, did she say that she didn't like that lotion because it was sticky and oily? She did indeed. Big Betty wasn't sticky and oily. The old vaudevillian group that the old gal was in? Yes, I think right when the talkies first came out. But anyway, Princess Hanna, excellent savings again, and they better not piss off Princess Hanna. That's the truth. Princess Hanna, first of all, let me say thank you to the Hawk for that totally original. Never used before. Yes, Big Fatty, just thrown together with an afterthought in the wind. It just didn't take any time at all. Couldn't be bothered to do. It was almost like Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, did it. Big Fatty. For that bumper and Princess Hanna, even though it's March, it's that was absolutely a so-so question that came in during so-so question month. So it will be included in the competition, and I do have a suggestion of who you can call when the little show shuts it all down. I just called this number the other day, and let me just give you the dear Gussie, y'all, the number for you to call is 559-869-8372. Big Fatty, that number sounds familiar. Well, that's the old gal's Google voice number. And y'all, it still works. It still works. In fact, I'm going to call as soon as I get done here and remind her to go get her coon beef. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the gay country boy finish his call. And Wes, how do you describe the BFO to new friends of yours?
It's like just one big fucking circle of drama that has gone on for, I believe it's like 56 years.
Oh no, it'd be 63 years on May the 7th, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.